BDSM Submissive Training by Mistress Pomph. Part 1. Your Arrival Outside the Gates of My Goddess Garden. I'm pleased you've awakened enough to find the gates of my garden. Or perhaps my precious terrain heard your call and outstretched its lushness unto you. Either way, I must say that if you lack pure intentions, and ones that also resonate with mine, you will fall out of the space and time, and no longer find yourself in this one, graced with my footsteps, and which nestles my feet with such dignity. Dignity you wish you had. The true form, which can course through your veins and inspire you into further fruition. Not those false renditions being sold in your society. So let's see. For what reason you summon me? It better be worthy. There are a number of things I turn my attention away from the instant I deem them not to be. That's easy. 'Cause you see, it's evolution that exhilarates me. Not appeasing your trite desires. My mission isn't helping you grow. Lo and behold, be it through power exchange, BDSM submissive training, or simply conversation. Surrendering can feel like the skies are raining down on you. It's nourishing with the right mindset and effort. So then, what do you wish for as a submissive? Perhaps you're a fetishist or hedonist. Or something of another nature you might not even be sure of just yet. Regardless, the chance to explore BDSM, kink or fetish with me will have you panting as I dangle the carrot of desire above your head. Will she make me grovel in her garden soil? Go on a long enough journey, and the thought of yourself will vanish as you surrender to me as your femdom goddess. I can't tell you if watching you beg will amuse me or bore me just yet. Either way, when you're in my hands, you become like putty for the molding. And I always have fun with putty. So don't worry. I'm an artist of many trades. And a kink scene is one of my favorite forms of creation. Sessions or compositions. And as Dominatrix Mistress Pomph, I'm here to guide you in your quest. What quest? The one for your sexual true north. I know you feel that buzzing inside. Are you ready to release those bees back into my garden? They belong in it, but you won't hear me scream about it, because I know that honey does always get more than vinegar. And because, you see, a goddess need not beg. So, you can either keep them hostage as they pester you, all the while being in such a state of disarray, or you can enter my garden and learn just what to do beyond the words I speak in this present moment. Am I being manipulative? Remember, dear, I pay reverence to playing SSC. You'll always have the chance for a pre-play and post-play chat with me. Negotiation, communication are both needed for BDSM training, regardless of orientation. So let go. Fear not. Or learn to embrace your fear when with me. And consider that fear or aversion and desire always go hand in hand. It's impossible to desire something without also fearing it a bit. And it's impossible to fear and dislike something without also desiring it. Think about that again slowly if you're too daft. Or if you want to immerse deeper, as I like to do. I am curious for the reason you wish to summon me. It may seem baseline at the moment. You may not be awake enough to know what the true reason is. That's all right. As my creation, your blossoming is a work in progress, to be continuous in my garden which you may devote. Grovel, grovel. I'll leave you be, for now, at least. Wait a minute. What do you even know about me, Mistress Pomph? Fine. I'll drop a few more crumbs, should you be so hungry whilst outside my gates. To be continued. Are you ready to float in the ecstasy of your submission? Book a BDSM submissive training session with me, and I'll guide you in discovering your sexual true north.